Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. Risk is a common health news topic. New drug cuts illness risk in half. Sounds like a great drug, right? Yet it sounds significantly less great when you realize we're actually talking about a 2% risk dropping to a 1% risk. So if, for example, you have 1,000 people in a trial that didn't have the COVID-19 vaccine versus 1,000 people that did, you may have two people getting really sick, and in the intervention group, you may just have one. Our government leaders acted on Pfizer's relative risk figure of 95% efficacy, when the absolute risk was a mere 0.84%. In other words, you'd have to vaccinate 119 people to prevent just one from having a severe COVID infection. When the media announces that a vaccine or a drug is 95% effective, it might be wise to ask 95% of what? That's how you get to the absolute truth. Absolute numbers matter. They provide us with enough information to determine the true size of the benefit when you are making an informed decision on whether to take a drug or get a shot. Here's an important question. What is your risk of getting severely sick and hospitalized from any of the COVID-19 variants with or without the shot? This risk level is widely different for different people, depending on many factors like age and comorbidities, lifestyle, genetics, and ethnicity. If you just look at age only, your risk goes from 1 in 10,000 for 17 and younger to 1 in 4 for those over 85. Risks could also be seen against the background of different populations over time. Although the relative risk reduction considers only participants who could benefit from the vaccine, the absolute risk reduction, which is the difference between attack rates with and without a vaccine, considers the whole population. In other words, absolute risk reduction is how much your personal risk of COVID-19 goes up or down as a result of the jab or any other variable in question. In contrast, relative risk reduction only compares the risk in two different groups of people, vaxxed versus unvaxxed. The absolute risk reduction of getting these shots is less than 2%. Today, our healthcare system and politicians are being challenged to decide which is the bigger risk facing the nation when the next panic surfaces, as it surely will, the disease or the new unchecked power gathered up in the name of a pandemic, mandatory vaccination and lockdowns, or where's the balance? This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.